Okay. So we have the questions right here. If you do have a question, why don't we go ahead and get a line going right here so we won't have to track the wires all across. So if you can just come forward a little bit, Sabir. How far can you go with that?
I can come
forward. Okay. And we have the other mic right here. The question that I'd like to ask, Reverend Ma'am, is about the 3/5 human person. Could you clarify what those 5 parts would be that they consider to be a whole man?
I understood the question. Yes. The human being, in his core, is the human life. And human life is perceived as being, as far as the life that can register what is happening, is perceived to be essentially our 5 senses. Our 5 senses. So I don't know which 2 of those 5 senses that they said we were missing, but I think I'm understanding exactly what they were thinking at that time, is that we don't have the senses that's necessary for perceiving and understanding the world of reality. But we do have in us the ability to develop. So the 3 senses that they say we do have means that we have in us the necessary life for developing into a full human being. But we didn't have it at that time. We were missing 2 of those senses for developing into a whole human being. So in other words, we have the spirit to be human, but we don't have the intelligence to be human. That's what they were saying.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I wanted to ask you to expound on the issue that I run into a lot. I talk to a lot of non-Muslims, and we get into very good conversations on religion, and they often bring up the Prophet Jesus, Isa, and they, I find myself defending, but I want the best defense, and I'm asking you for a recommendation. A lot of times they ask me why I'm not a Christian, and I tell them I don't need to be a Christian because as a Muslim, I believe in all the prophets and all the books, and that, and then they say, but they argue with me about him being the Son of Man. And then they argue about the Trinity. And I don't know if I'm correct, but if there's a better way to say it, but when they speak about the Trinity, I tell them, well, there's still one God. I said, and the proof of that is in the head on our body. But on that head, there are entities that serve that one head. And I believe that, and I told them that was the way I saw it, that in our physical form, we have eyes and nose and ears and mouth, which serves the head, but the head makes all the decisions, and that still is the entity of the one God. Mm-hmm. Get into that a lot, and I just wanted to find out from you if there's any way you recommend that we discuss, because there's a lot of people, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, they want to convert you to be Christian.
Yes.
And no matter what you say, they just keep dragging it on, you know, want to make you be a Christian.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But Sister Halima, I think you can handle it. Yeah, I meet with him, and I think you can handle it. Yeah, you're not at all doing a bad job. You're doing a very good job. Yeah.
I had one thing I wanted to ask you to clarify that I haven't been able to get an answer from others on the hadith concerning. I read it about the individual who was an artist, and he was drawing the figures of humans. And I read it, but I wasn't really clear on it, because being an artist myself, I had stopped drawing figures of human years ago, but I still enjoy being an artist. But I want to understand that before I go back into my talent of art.
Yes. Drawing human figures to contribute to the field of medicine or treatment of the body is okay. But to draw human figures as art, as simply as art, is not okay. According to our prophet, we are not to have figures.
That comes from pagan
history, pagan life history. They were fascinated by the human body, and they put the human body everywhere, even in the holy places. They have naked human bodies all in the ceilings of some cathedrals. And this is because they were fascinated by their own form
and thought that their form was
the form of God, that really that form is also the form of God, that God in his spiritual reality is real in physical reality, in our shape, in the image of God in spiritual reality. So that idea took them far, of course, and it gave them a culture through which they could continue the expression of their pagan culture, to continue to be expressed through the new culture. And this is something that Islam is against. So we shouldn't be drawing human figures just for the pleasure of drawing human figures or just for pure art. We should only do it to contribute to health and science, part of science. And science is okay. Medical science is okay, but not as entertainment art. It's not okay.
The time for prayer is 1:15. I think what time is it? It's 1:15. We'll make this the last question, and then we have Imam Rashid Shabazz, if he's here, come forward to make the call, okay?
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
I'm
hearing some Muslim brothers from other communities that are going around saying that they believe in the second coming of Christ. Now, I remember back when your leadership first began back in the early 70s, you identified our community as the body Christ. I don't know if that's what they're talking about, but do you know anything about that, and can you expound on that
in
any way?
Yes. Well, the body Christ, in my understanding, is the Christian congregation. The congregation that believes in Christianity would be the body Christ. Well, originally, the body Christ would be those people who followed Christ Jesus, peace be upon him, in what he delivered to them, as it was delivered. Now, we know what they have today. Muslims don't believe that what Christians have today is exactly as it was given by Jesus Christ, the prophet, peace be upon him. According to the language of the New Testament, the body of Christ are the members that follow Christ, that are one in him, one in him, or with him. And as one with him, they make up the body of Christ. Only the congregation, that's all it means, the congregation. Now, as far as a belief that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is going to return, we have to accept that too. We do believe in the return of Christ Jesus. But how are we to understand it? That's the thing. How are we to understand the return of Christ Jesus? According to Scripture, who is Christ Jesus, first place? He's a human person, yes. But more importantly, for identifying him, he's a prophet of God, a messenger and prophet of God. And as a messenger and prophet of God, who is he? Who are we to understand him to be? And again, Scripture says that he is a word from his Lord. A word, W-O-R-D. He's a word from his Lord. And the Scripture also says that he's a spirit. And a spirit and a word from his Lord. Now, I believe that Muslims should be looking for the return of Jesus in the Quran and in the life of Muhammad and in the Ummah of Muhammad. Yes. Now, that's the only help I can give you right now. And that's enough.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir! Allahu Akbar!
And I don't know if there may be restrooms. Are there restrooms outside there? Okay. So you can, if you need to make wudu, you can go out and make it to the right there, I believe. We have the call for the Asr prayer. It seems that we may need to add Zuhr. I think about the travelers who will be doing Asr. You may need to add one of those squares that's up there for the brothers, add it back for the sisters as well. We're going to have Imam Rashid, and then Imam Abu Qadir Al-Amin is going to take up the responsibilities of preparing us for the next part of today's activities. As-salamu. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I want to share something with you all today. You know, the Spanish people, Mexicans, Spanish Americans, they are perhaps more conscious of their Christianity than we are on the whole. I'm talking about African-American Christians on the whole. And I just want to share this with you. It's happening all the time, but I've just happened to witness this. A young Spanish person who had been Christian came up to me and asked me to hear his shahada. His name is Javier Salinas. Javier Salinas. And he said, "Brother Imam, could you train me to be an imam?" He said, "I think I can reach many young people of my in the Spanish community." So you all pray for us to have success with this young man. Inshallah, he will bring many young Spanish boys and girls and young men and women to Islam, inshallah.
Takbir!
Takbir!
Alhamdulillah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna